You're not really confident that you're going to win any awards this year?
Well, you know, I look at it this way, Rick. Basically, the movie line went down in June of 1985.
Yeah.
Now, that's half into the year of 1985. That's the first part of the year. The second part of the year, on my number, 761-3330, I put up The Wild Side with your host, William Wilde. And I was basically running the lines, but he was doing the show. So Mr. Wilde got quite a bit of exposure and publicity that last half of the year, which is the year. I'd say the last 6 months of the year is the time that counts. That's what people remember you for. And I'm basically riding on my reputation. So if I get any awards tonight, it'll be really because of my reputation, not because of what I did, because I don't think too many people remember that, you know. They we're already into 86, and, you know, we're in a good way into 86 here, 4 months, and people just don't think about what I did way back, you know, almost a year ago.
Yeah, well, it is those last few months there that really counts in the Artie Awards.
Yeah, unfortunately, see, I didn't get that. I didn't get the advantage of all you other guys as to having, you know, the Artie-nominated stuff playing. And as you know, I was originally going to do that, but I took my line down early, you know, because of basically, you know, personal reasons. And it wasn't to do with my marriage. It was mostly financial reasons.
Uh-huh. I can understand these.
But although I did get married, and I'm glad that I wasn't running the line around that time, it would have just been a problem, and I wouldn't have been able to keep it up. William would have been doing the tapes, but it would have been something that I wouldn't really wanted to be hassled with. But the 3 years that the line was up, I did enjoy it, and we might go up again one day.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so, because, hey, we need another line out here.
Yeah, but, well, I'm thinking about it. If I do ever decide to go back up, as I said I would on my final farewell, I said Paul Mack will be back up one day, somewhere, some way. I would want to come back up with an entirely different format, but still run the movie entertainment line that I did. I would like to come up with more of an informative. I think it would have to be a cross between Entertainment Tonight and Late Night with David Letterman, not meaning that, you know, we're going the typical route that most phone line runners do by trying to be like Letterman, but I would say it would be like David Letterman hosting Entertainment Tonight, if you had to describe it. But
Now that's hard to describe.
Or else it would be like Brian W. Feedback hosting the movie line. I guess you could say that.
And you know how painful that can be.
Unfortunately, but yeah, you know, we're really working on that. But really, the number one thing in Paul Mack Productions right now is the film that we're making right now, and we've got to dedicate 24 hours a day to that project. And we'll be wrapping our filming in June. Or even July, if it runs a little late. So after that time, that'll give me a little bit more time to possibly think about coming back up with something.
I hope you do, and hurry up and get that line up. Well, get your film done first, because that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the film to come out. Another Paul Mack classic.
Well, you've never been to one of my premieres, have you?
No, I haven't, but I've seen your films.
Well, since I've been running Entertainment Lines, or since I've been involved with Entertainment Lines, the phone world has been, I guess, misfortunate enough to have been able to have caught three of my films if they so desired. First of all, in connection with Dual Phase, there was The Hands of Mr. Ottermole in March of 1980. That was March of 1981. And then in November of 81, we had The Visitant. And then when I ran the movie line, January 20th, 1984, we had our big premiere for Obliteration.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really hoping to make a comeback. It's been a little while since we've done a film, but I'm hoping that it'll be a pretty successful thing, you know?
Well, let's see. I hope this one tops Obliteration.
I think so. Obliteration, we had a lot of problems with that one.
But uh-huh.
We're really working on it, you know?
Okay. All right, Paul, it's been good having you on the line this evening, and we hope that you do come back up again, and I hope you win some Artie Awards this year.
What about yourself? You thinking about... We're on live, huh?
We're on live.
So how many people have we lost so far?
Well, I've heard my coupler click about 300 times, so people are calling in and calling out and saying, who is that geek reference?
Yeah, you're talking about yourself.
All right, Paul.
Well, thank you, Rich.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right, this is REC. You're listening to the live making, well, not the live making of the Artie. Whoa, what am I saying here? My voice just went up about 25 octaves. At any rate, you're listening to the pre-Artie special here at all these great REC numbers here.
I'm real excited, Rich.
Yeah, I know. I got the microphone way up here. I'm blowing everybody's ears out.
So who's listening to this right now, anyway?
Well, I... No, not right now. Well, we can put them on live if they call up 407-1919.
Call that number.
407-1919. Ah, Paul Mack's favorite thing, the Geek Show. Be eaten alive.
Rich, we want to see if you really do have call rate here tonight. I don't believe
really, okay, thanks. This is what I want to find out if anybody ever calls Rich's line, okay? I want to see that phone ring right now. This is Mr. Fun. It is safe to call here. I want to see that phone ring right now. See, Rich has got no call rate.
407-1919. Come on, phone.
Rich,
come on, phone.
I don't believe you, dude.
Come on, phone. Ring for me.
Okay, and for the first 20 people to call, Rich will give you an old piece of Domino's cheese pizza.
Straight.
Only cheese.
Only cheese. Now, you like tuna fish. That's an inside... That's an inside joke. This is being broadcast live right now on all the lines. This was that pre-Artie broadcast I was telling you about.
There we go. Okay, here we go.
REC.
Yeah, I'd like to take you up on that used pizza, Rich.
All right. Who's this?
This is Alex calling in.
Alex calling in.
How you doing, Alex calling in?
Was I your only listener, or did you have any other response?
No, you're the only one, Alex.
So far, that's it, Alex.
All right, you're on the air live right now. We got Mr. Fun, we got Mike Wolfman, we got REC, we got the whole gang here, and we had Paul Mack on a little earlier.
There you have it, Alex. You've got the entire list of Rich's callers right in this room.
First caller.
No, he wasn't the first caller.
Oh, sure.
Yes, I caught the tail end of Mr. Mack there. That was my chance.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
Oh, it was interesting to hear the update. I'm looking forward to his premiere when it comes out.
And I hope you go see Paul's movie playing at a
theater near you.
A high school auditorium near you. No.
Theater near you, not high school.
Wherever it may be.
All right, we're on the air live, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I gathered that when you said we were, so...
Hey, Alex, what we want to know is, after you hang up, do you think someone else will call in this line?
I'm not really sure. We'll see.
I want to find out here. Okay, now we've got Alex checking in. He's on there.
Oh, I'm talking how high, Alex. We've got Alex checking in. He's the only caller I've seen here, and I've been here since January. Okay,
I've been here for 20 years. I mean, since January.
More like 20 seconds.
But anyway, Rich, this has been all fine and dandy, but I've got the awards here for you. I got to check something real quick on it, then I got to cruise out to Orange County and get them off to the ADS.
All right. All right, Alex, it's been good having you on the thing here, and keep listening, and three-way in your friends, okay?
All right.
All right.
Friends to call in on this line so we can talk to them. It's boring over here.
Well, good luck on more calls.
All right.
Cheese pizza too, man.
All right, are we actually on this Oh, okay. Listen, it's 407-1119. Oh, excuse me. That's... No, well, what's the one that they're supposed to call in that we could talk to them? What
they're
number is that?
Supposed to call in on 407-1919.
Oh, 407-1919. Please call it. You get a free cheese pizza.
Be like Alex.
Be like Alex. He was the first. Are there any... And the next Polish caller that calls in will get a... not a pizza, but will get a rubber shoe here from Rich. A free rubber shoe.
Well, better a free rubber shoe than a free rubber.
That's true, too. All you... all you female callers out there, please call in so you can get a date with Rich. Okay. Anyhow,
terrible thing. Oh. So, are we still on the air? Is this still going? Oh, okay. Rambling.
You're rambling.
Gambling.
Bob 213.
40. Don't tell me this is Bob Hollywood.
Interesting than Bob 213.
Oh, 407. I didn't say anything.
All right. Easy, all right, Nino's off.
Good seeing you. Want to say any last parting comments? Goodbye. He says goodbye.
Well, he didn't come in and he didn't say hello, Barney, on the way in, so.
Hey, Fred, this is a woman. Take it easy, Nino. Okay, he's gone.
He's out of here like a bad smell on a roasted fire in a warm open day.
He's
out of
here like
in the summer.
A flash in the pan. No, I'm out of here like a flash in the pan.
No, we just got a copy.
407. Wait, 407 what?
1919.
407-1919, people.
call it. Any rate, gang, it looks
besides
like...
Besides Alex.
Any rate, gang.
So we could talk and see if he does actually have call rate. Alex, don't call. You're disqualified.
Any rate, gang, we just got the Artie Awards here from Nino. This puppy is 2 hours long, okay?
Signed, sealed, and delivered. Are you allowed to say this or not?
I'm allowed to say that, yeah.
What's my camera doing on? Oh, it's a commercial?
That's just an ad for my
camera. I'm waiting for Dallas, people.
Yeah.
407, it said next. I don't know. I hope that's... Maybe Dallas will come on at 10, I don't know.
Maybe Dallas will come on at 10.
Does anyone know if Dallas is going to be on call? 407-1919?
1919.
Yes,
and,
please, call 407-1919
right now.
And please,
have your TV guide handy.
Let me know if Dallas is on tonight. Otherwise, I don't want to waste my time over here. I'm joking, Rich.
Schmuck put him. Hold on, okay. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
And you're listening to REC here. And don't be plagiarizing Steve Golden Showers.
This is the REC TUM Network. I'm only joking, Rich.
Okay. Well, if anybody can think of the perfect explanation for TUM in the REC TUM, since we got the REC already fixed, give us a call on 1919 right now.
407-1919. Please let me know if Dallas is on.
Yeah, please. Somebody with a TV guide. We're desperate here. This guy wants to know when Dallas is on.
I don't think you have any call rate, Rich. I think Alex was the only one that called. He probably used four telephones. He used four telephones. Is that how many lines you got?
Apparently, we got four lines going in here.
Okay, he went to a supermarket at a 7-Eleven or a Hughes Market out here, and what he did was he used four phone booths, and he used two dimes in each phone booth to call the four lines on the four different telephone booths at the supermarket. And that's your call rate, Rich. Four lines with one person listening, and that's it.
We got a call. Hold on.
Who called in?
Hello?
Hello. This isn't Alex, is it?
No, it's not. You said you wanted to know about Dallas.
Yes, who is this, by the way?
This is Bo.
Oh, Bo Zipkin.
Remember me? I called in a little earlier tonight.
Oh, did Rich put you on the air?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
As long as you got information for Dallas.
Yes, as long as you got
What would you like to know? Would you like a TV guide in front of my face?
Well, just tell me, is Dallas going to be on tonight? Yes or no?
I don't know. That's why I got to go get a TV guide. We have 10.
Okay, go get your TV guide. He's TV God, please. And the weather is 16 degrees below zero.
And let's take
a look. That's at Bo Zipkin's house, by the way.
Let's take a look.
Flash is normal.
Are you in? Okay.
The 13th to the 19th, so let's turn the pages here.
Let's take
you don't sound like Bo, by the way.
Let's take a look at LA traffic.
That's cute.
Got a
call.
We got a tie-up on the 118
did that to me.
At Tampa Avenue.
You don't sound like Bo.
Your voice is changing, Bo.
We got a flasher in the roadway, westbound Ventura Freeway at DeSoto.
A free plug.
What free? Wait.
Where I work?
Huh?
Richie Calcom won't let me get a free plug, right?
No. Just
I don't know.
You're not a corporate sponsor.
You have to pay for the advertisement.
We.
That's mean. I would think I can.
Well, tell me the. I want to know the Dallas information.
Okay.
Please.
That's why
or
I
I'll dump you.
What time is it normally on?
Normally on at 9 o'clock on Channel 2 on Friday night, sir.
Just.
Sorry.
What's got?
The return.
Of Mike Hammer?
Flylines, Mike Hammer.
Okay, now tell me what's on at 10 o'clock.
Coming on Channel 10 2. O'clock on Channel 2 is nothing. This movie is a 2-hour movie.
Son of a gun.
Lauren Hudson and Gabby Coleman, even more.
Oh, Buffalo Bill's going to be on it.
1986 movie.
Uh-huh.
So it might be better than Dallas.
Oh, nothing's better than Dallas.
Nothing's better.
To me, nothing's better than Dallas. I'm sorry.
Than Liz North Hollywood.
Oh, that's true too. That's beside.
Coming on at 11.
The news.
The news.
The news.
Yes.
I'll
I thought you were going to say the Jews, but that's okay.
No, that's news for Jews.
No, it's no dial, no bills. No, it's called dial, no bills.
We're
no,
having
dial,
fun tonight.
No bills. Dial, no bills.
How did you do
that? Dial on
have
your
you,
phone
have
if
you been
like.
Listening tonight?
Didn't you hear it earlier?
When you dialed?
When he dialed no bills and got the guy that says no bills. Dial, no bills.
Well, I probably did, but...
That's a famous commercial. I mean, the guy's made millions off of it.
Who, Bill?
No bills. No bills. What?
Washington's on a $1 bill. Remember, my brain works slowly, so give me a break.
Okay, hey, Bo. Yeah. We're going to have to hang you up because we want to talk to another caller.
More exciting people on the line.
Yeah, I mean, two guys, Alex and you, you probably at the same supermarket, right?
No.
You're using the same supermarket, pushing the shopping cart, listening to elevator music, store-bought music, and you're probably talking on the same type of telephone booth, right?
Maybe Bob 213 would call in.
Maybe. Bob 213, if you're out there, please call in.
Yeah.
Or Bob 123 or Bob Hollywood or Don't Dump Me, whoever.
Oh, wait, that's what I have to say to you.
Oh.
You're a meanie to me.
Don't dump me?
Yes.
Hey, listen, we got to dump you. Because we gotta get a new caller, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir.
It's been nice talking to you.
It's been nice. It's been real nice, but it hasn't been that much nice. Okay, we'll see you later.
Well, I'll talk to you when you have more time to talk.
Okay, talk to you when I have more time to talk. Which is never,
well,
but that's
Ricky
okay.
Well, says some other thing like that, but...
Okay.
Let's not get into that.
All right, bye, Bo.
I'll take it easy.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Ward. Someone is calling.
Someone is calling. Pick it up.
Hello, who called in? Hello? Hello, Mary Lou.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing tonight?
This sounds like a guy.
No, it's Mary Lou.
It's Mary Lou. Have you ever heard of
Mary Lou? It's Alex.
Is it Alex doing Mary Lou?
I'm Mary Lou.
No, that's Bo. That's got to be Bo.
It's Bo, right?
No, it's Mary Lou.
It's either Bo or Alex.
Mickey Mouse.
Or Mickey Mouse, all right.
No, it's Mary Lou. It's Mary Lou.
Is this going on the air?
This is going on the air.
Can they hear this caller?
Okay, Mary Lou, what do you have to say in your final moments on the line?
Where are you?
I love Richie Calcom.
And thank you for calling, and please don't call again.
Other than Mary Lou, someone with a normal voice, would they please call?
Okay.
407-99?
Okay, let's not answer the phone right now.
Don't prank us, though.
Back by popular demand, we got Mr. Wonderful again.
Thank you.
Paul Mack.
Is this not the pinnacle of excitement, folks? Is this not the moment we're waiting to do?
Well, we're waiting for the big midnight hour. Like I said before, we got the...
I'm in twos.
We got a rerun of the third annual Artie Awards coming up in about 10 minutes here, starring our very own Paul Mack.
Thank you. Mack Jackson.
Last year's Artie Awards. We're going to replay it again and again for the one brilliant time.
We're going to run that piece, huh?
We're going to run that puppy, yeah.
And maybe I'll come back afterwards to comment on the thing.
All right. That'll be about an hour and a half from now.
Okay, well, I'll just go spend some time sleeping or something while that thing's up. And so will the callers. Seriously.
Well, sir,
nerd nuts.
Yeah, I know. We're nuts over here. Who else would even think doing a live broadcast before the Artie Awards.
Rich. I'll put it to you this way. Who else would want to? Seriously, folks. Hey, this is a great interview, and I think this is great what you're doing. How many other people have you talked to tonight?
Well, we talked to a few people tonight. We've talked to Alex, we've talked to Nino, we've talked to Bo Zipkin, we've talked to Mary Lou, we've talked to a whole bunch of people tonight.
Well, I'm impressed. Well, hey, why don't we talk about the 4th Annual Artie Awards, up and coming very shortly. It's the big night, we're all decked out in our tuxedos, we're all ready to receive these puppies.
Uh-huh, we're all decked out in our tuxedos, just sitting here by the phone.
Let's talk about it, shall we? Who's conducting this interview, you or me?
Who's conducting this thing? Mike, no. Now, let's see here. Mike can hear you. Well, now Mike can hear you, but you can barely hear him unless he screams.
All right.
Hello.
Well, Mike, I'm glad to hear your back, especially after hearing your front. Believe me, it's an awful front to listen to, folks. I want to tell you, thank you, Matt Jackson.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Well, you got to get that frog out of your throat, buddy.
I know.
I had that problem.
What's that? I was gargling turnips yesterday.
Thank you very much.
And race plates.
Thank you. Matt Jackson.
Right-o.
Okay, Mike, we're going to talk about the 4th Annual Artie Awards here.
Oh, no. What?
Put my buddy on the phone, and we're going to talk about the 4th Annual thing.
All right, we're talking about the 4th Annual thing.
How are you?
All right.
All right, now, let's go through these one by one, shall we, Rich?
All right.
Okay, let's talk about, I think we could talk about, who's the favorite? Who's the long shot? Who's your favorite? Who's my favorite? Best female caller? Personally, who do you think's got it in the bag, Rich?
Who's got it in the bag? Well, when it comes to face in the bag, no, I mean, I say...
Unknown comic.
Thank you, Rich.
Karen.
Karen?
Karen.
Well, if I had a choice, if I had to pick a winner... I'd give it to Snow White of the Magical Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, look out.
She's got a very good chance.
All right. We all know that Michael Jack got this puppy stolen.
Love it! I love it!
Well, you're so right, Paul.
2 years in a row, my friend. How did it feel winning last year?
What is that?
How did it feel winning last year?
Hey, it felt excellent. I tell you, I was like on cloud nine.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike.
That's nine
did winning an Artie Award get you any bigger parts in phone skits this year? Did it change your career?
No, Bill.
All right. Well, okay, there you have it. My personal favorite for best male caller of 1980 to be... this is a tough one here. We've got Mike on the phone listening to me, so I get 8 feet away.
Mike, plug your ears.
No, I'm listening.
Seriously, I thought Michael is... Mike, I would have liked to have heard you do a little bit more last year.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of complications, because, like, my niece and nephew around in my...
Oh, I understand. Well, since Mike and, Rico L.A. was funny, he gave me some of my best drop-ins, like Talk to Me MF.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, personally... it would have to be a cross between William Wilde and Mike.
I can agree to that.
Who do you think is the long shot, and who do you think is the favorite, Rich?
I think there's going to be a very close, very, very, very close three-way between Bob 213, Mike, and Bill. Now, a three-way as far as results go. Let's not get into anything else here.
Well, Rich, can you get in a little closer so that we can hear you at the Paul Mac studio?
Okay, we're in a little closer now.
All right. Not too close, I'll be able to smell your breath. Rich?
Yeah, we're here.
Talk to you. Hello.
That's Comet Line. What's the dibs on that one, buddy?
Very close. REC and Observatory. And nobody else there has a chance. Because nobody else, virtually about half of that list, all those lines are defunct.
All right.
And I mean, the only other guy in there is Bernay, and He's just a bald head. I mean, you know.
Okay, here we're down to Best Variety Entertainment Line. The nominees are BS Line, BBS, Feedback, Freaky Phone, The Machine, The Movie Line, Nobody Home, and Telefunny. What do you think there, buddy?
Let's see. I put in a write-in for Neil McCormick's line. No, just kidding.
Can I ask you, who did you vote for?
That's who he voted for.
Who?
No, let's see here. Actually, let's see here. I'm trying to remember who I voted for. Let's see. That's right. You won it last year.
You voted for Ronald Reagan.
No.
Seriously, Reagan.
Seriously, I voted for Telefun.
All right. Well, I think we could end this interview right here and now.
I voted for the movie line.
We have
the wrong answer.
We have one person here voting for the movie line.
I voted for movie line.
You did?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I want to talk to that man.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Don't tell. I really didn't.
Well, push somebody on the phone that did vote for me. I don't want to put up with this. This is a scam. It's a scam of a sappery of a sappery of a scam.
I've got a scoper. You want a scoper?
Well, Paul, what would you rather have? What would you rather have? Best line host or best B&E line?
I can't hear you. Speak to me.
What? I said, what would you rather have? Best B&E line or best comment line runner? Best line host?
What would I like to win?
Which one would you rather have?
Well, I'd like to win personally for best song for Fuffa Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback.
Okay, as far as best, who do you think's got a chance on best line host?
Okay, let's move on to line host.
Yeah.
We got Bob, Bert, Brian, Chad. Well, okay, best line host, realistically now, Rich.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ace you. I'm going to have to ace myself, even. I'm going to have to give it, once again, to the one, the only, Jim Clothesline.
You schmuck put up?
Jim Clothesline, I think, in my opinion, has the finest... has the finest wit, is the most likable line host. Not to down any of us other guys that try real hard, but I think that Jim really puts a lot into it, and he is the most likable, since that's the line of work he's also into, is a disc jockey, you know.
Uh-huh.
He likes to get into that.
Yeah.
I think, I would vote for Jim. I don't know who's gonna win, of course, but I would vote for Jim there.
Paul really knows, he just won't tell him.
I don't know who's winning. This thing hasn't even happened yet. It's happening at 12 midnight. We're
yeah.
Outside, you know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
You know how it is. I gotta get down to the, you know, the Dorothy Cameron Pavilion.
It's at the Telefun Pavilion.
I'm presenting a few awards tonight.
You better get your tuxedo on.
What about you, Rich? You've gotta get down there.
I know, well.
What happens if you win? You wanna be there to accept, don't you?
Yeah.
Rich has got one of those cheap tuxedo t-shirts on.
Okay, let's talk best line co-host.
Best line co-host.
I think that Abdullah Brontewald, who has been, doesn't have a chance, darn it.
No, Bill.
That man.
Oh, Bill.
Personally, I voted for him because he worked with me, and he was a very funny character. I spent many a time laughing uncontrollably at some of the things that we came up with. Abdullah Brontewald, who has been a very funny and valid choice for this year's Artie Awards.
Uh-huh.
Let's go down to a very important award now, the Hall of Fame. Now, here are the nominees this year. BBS, Dual Phase, Fluke, Freaky Phone, Fun Phone, Montage, Movie Line, Sounding Boards, Tommy's, Z, and Zygote Dial-A-Joke. Now, a lot of these lines have been around for a really long time. Some of them, okay, you know, like my line's only been around for a few years. What do you think? I mean, we're talking Fun Phone's been around since the early 70s, okay?
What
did you vote for Hall of Fame?
To be honest with you, I voted for Dual Phase.
There you go.
I think Dan deserves something.
Well, thank you very much. That's a vote for me as well, but of course the credit goes to Dan.
Uh-huh.
Dan and I voted for Dual Phase because Dan put a lot of work in, and he deserves the award, or at least his family does, because the poor guy is deceased now, and... I think it would be a wonderful thing for him to win this year.
I agree.
If not, there's always next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Best new line. Well, I guess
that's a landslide.
I guess we could list all the things, but it's pretty obvious that the Wild Side did the finest job.
Yes.
All
definitely.
Because they had the finest number to run it on.
I will agree with that.
Thank you. I would vote for the Wild Side.
All right.
I don't know who's winning, but I would vote for the Wild Side.
Okay. Next one.
Best production.
Production.
Here we go.
That's the clincher.
That's it. BS line, clothesline, dial a spaz, the machine, feedback, movie line, Philadelphia night train, supersound, telephone, and wild side. What do you think, buddy?
You got me there.
No comment. Bill.
I had to flip a coin on that one. There was a coin toss on there between Telefun and the Wild Side.
Well, knowing you, you smug put them, you voted for Telefun. Why did you vote for me? Can I ask you a question? What did you vote for me on?
Speak
anything?
To him.
Anything? Huh?
Yeah, best line host.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You didn't vote for me for line host.
Yeah,
you
I
lying
did.
Conniver.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to string you up by your toenail hairs.
You better check that ballot and see if you really did.
Now that's confidential information, Mike. Best comment related program.
BS lines, this is not the movie line. Hey, I'm all for it. Calcom's Kramer Phone Edition, we're talking Snorville. Freaky Phone's interview with Mistress Anna if you like X-rated films. Movie line's 101st tape anniversary part 1 if you like the finest in recorded telephone entertainment. Observatory's Funny Moon Edition if you love Paul Mack, period. Telefun's Ringside Showdown, if you like boring repetition comedy. And Wildside's Christmas 1985, if you like something that was made possible through Paul Mack. Now, let's talk votes. Who would you vote for there, buddy?
Well, there'd be a pretty tough case right there. It's a tie between the Funny Moon, which was great.
Thank you.
Which I completely commend you on.
Thank you.
And the Ringside Showdown, which was also very good.
Because he was in it, though.
No, it's not because I was in it.
I was in that puppy, too.
Yeah, I know.
I was your damn referee. If it wasn't for me, you could have won that fight, buddy. I demand a rematch.
I'd
like to see that rematch.
I'll go for it.
All right,
Mickey, if you're out there, I want that belt, and I want it now.
Best weekly feature. Here we go.
I'll be your campaign man.
CBS Line Tie. Calcom Newsline, Observatory Supplemental Output, Philadelphia Night Train Singles Call, Telefun Instant News, Telefun Hump Day Special, and Movie Lines, Movie Trailers, and Schedule Information. What do you think there, buddy?
you got me on that one.
I'm going to have to give it to the Hump Day, and I'll tell you why.
I gave it to the Hump Day because...
Well, because not only did I produce a series for Nino for the Hump Day Special, but the Hump Day is a situation where you can do anything.
Anything you want.
It leaves it open for any kind of a show, any kind of a program, so you got all kinds of talented people doing things for the Hump Day Special. So I'll vote for the Hump Day Special.
And
who
plus
won?
Also you made the package for that. The
okay,
interest.
This is one that I'm already sure about. Biggest disappointment, I wrote in Calcom, of course. But
no.
Seriously, folks.
Oh, Bill.
But seriously, folks. The demise of Clothesline. The demise of Orange County Connection. The format change at Party Line. No feedback. Postponement of the Gophers. Lack of DBS. Disappearance of the Observer Rap. Observatory. Demise of my line, the movie line, the greatest telephone entertainment line ever, or inconsistency of On Target. What do you think there, buddy?
Party Line.
On Target.
Format change at the Party Line.
I would have to give that one to the movie line.
And once again, the nominees for Biggest Disappointment of 1985 are No Feedback, The Demise of the Movie Line, and The Disappearance of Observatory. And the winner is... The Demise of the Movie Line.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mickey, very much. I'm really excited about being the biggest disappointment because, you know, I had a goal when I was younger. And Mom used to always say, get out there and make something of yourself. And I said, I want to be a disappointment so that one day I could win the disappointment award. Mom, you know, and she'd go, oh, okay, in that case, then go out and be a geek. And I've been a geek ever since. And I want to thank you all for voting for me, because I have no callers to thank. I certainly don't want to thank my callers, because there's none left. You know, they're all, you know, on the wild side at the time being. But I'm going to thank you all for being such a jerk and not voting for me in the good meat categories, damn you. Hey, but seriously, thank you for giving me this loser award the Springsteen line should have gotten. But hey, all I can say, I love Dino. I'm out of here. There's a light flashing that I'm taking too much time. Good night, folks. Thank you.
Anyway, this has been the Fly 5-Hour event, the Artie Awards broadcast, the Artie Awards broadcast over 5 REC telephone entertainment lines. It's been good with you tonight, and if this gets on the Artie ballots for best phone special, well, I hope you vote for it, because, hey, I took a lot of work, a lot of dedication. It's very hard to get me here for 5 hours. And just remember that this puppy was live. There was no editing involved, no nothing, no 4-track. The 4-track is sitting here unplugged, okay? That goes to show you how live this thing was. And I don't think we've ever heard a live broadcast on a telephone entertainment line like this. At least as long as I've been in phones, you know, except for some of these lines may have the things where they just, you can monitor them while they're making it, but this is dedicated to all you people out there, okay? And like I said, once again, if you're on the line right now, stay on your line, because you are the first to hear the Artie Awards. We'll get, after the song, we will have about a couple minutes of dead air, and then we'll cut right over into the Artie Awards. So stay on your line. This is Rich Callahan. Good night. Once again, there will be input on 407-1112 probably tomorrow morning. Right now, currently the lines carrying us, the Artie Awards that is Telefun, Me, Observatory, Feedback, Party Line, BS Line, Entertainment Line, and Dial-A-Spaz. Those should be all the lines carrying it. I don't know how prompt Dial-A-Spaz or Entertainment Line, unless they already have the tapes already. I'm not sure. I haven't given them a try yet to see if they have them. But at any rate, enough of the rambling. This is REC. Later. You've been listening to the Artie Countdown 85-86. This program was come to you live from the REC Towers here at the REC Telephone Network and is copyright 1986, REC and Artie, all rights reserved. Stand by, stay on your lines, because you're going to be the first to hear the 4th Annual Artie Awards. Please stay on your line, because there's going to be about 5 minutes of dead air, and then the Artie Awards will commence. This is a recording. No, this is live, but what's coming up will be a recording.
Well, from there, yep, we knew what happened. That's right, the 4th Annual Artie Awards. Well, you've been listening to the making of the 4th Annual Artie Awards, coming to you from your friends at REC, the place to be. Once again, this program is copyright 1986, the REC Networks, and the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment. And now, since we got a few minutes left on this tape,